This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay. We got Jay Moore. We got you on a Deal Breakers Thursday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago, the home of the Bears. And Cap, still to come, we will let everyone know about our breakfast brackets. We have a lot. We went through the first couple of regions. We're going to have the region of fast food, my favorite, as well as the sweet region. So that should be fun coming up as we move forward here on the show.
I'm looking forward to that. There were some horrifically bad seatings yesterday. We will find out how the selection committee did today. But Aaron Rodgers dominated the news cycle yesterday, and I may be in the minority. I thought he came off likable. Mm-hmm. I thought he came off looking a lot better than the Green Bay Packers. If he's telling the truth, and I don't believe he's a liar. You may say he's weird. Aaron Rodgers came off yesterday. You know I have an affinity for the guy, which is hard for me as a Bears fan. I thought yesterday Aaron Rodgers made the Green Bay Packers front office look like complete clowns.
Well, I'm in the minority. But the whole thing is that when you think about Aaron Rodgers, okay? Mm-hmm. When you think about Aaron Rodgers, that's just one side of the story. Mm-hmm. We don't know the Gutekunst or Mark Murphy part of the story when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Just because the guy has a platform doesn't mean that he's truthful. I've heard Aaron Rodgers speak along this Pat McAfee show. His water's not that deep. I mean, it comes across as he's erudite, but his waters are really not that deep. Pretty shallow, quite frankly.
Wow.
But when you think of Rodgers, again, this is just one side of it. Ultimately, you may think he comes across as a baby face, but he is the ultimate heel. And the reason why that he is because he's in the middle of this. He is the ultimate look at me. He's the ultimate, hey, I'm not the reason. It's someone else. Here's what it comes down to. As a veteran in this league, how come every time, the last 2 or 3 years, he's holding up the process? Should I come back? Should I retire? I want more receivers. I want more. I want less. All of this. The whole world revolves around Aaron Rodgers, according to Aaron Rodgers. All he has to do is be able to say, instead of going into some deep cave and try to show how smart he is, just say, you know what? After my last game with the Packers, I feel like it's time to move on. You don't have to go to some random podcast to express your feelings. You don't even need to go to McAfee. Just go like a man with two legs and balls, and just go to the Packers and say, you know what? Not 90-10. How did I feel coming out of the cave? No, you know what? It's time for me to move on. I think it's time for us to divorce. That's all. Don't do the go-around. Don't try to diss Adam Schefter and Dana Rossini at the same time. Just say, I'm ready to move on. That's all. But all these long explanations and trying to Packersplain his way through this is nonsense. If this was an NBA player, you'd hit the roof. If this is LeBron or someone else doing this, you'd hit the roof. But Aaron Rodgers, comes across as a nice guy. He does not. He comes across as a heel.
Okay, I completely disagree with you, because if the Green Bay Packers truly sat in a room with him at the end of the season, he's a two-time MVP winner, he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise, and they've had some great ones, whether it's Bart Starr, Brett Favre. I think Aaron's number one on that list. And said to him, we want you to retire as a Packer. You stay as long as you want. And then he goes into the darkness and comes out and finds out, yeah, they actually stabbed me in the back and said, no, we're going to move on to Jordan Love. Really? then why not just be honest with the guy? You want honesty, Jonathan Hood? Then why not look at him that meeting right after the season? Aaron, we appreciate everything you've done for us. We feel like we've been good to you. We paid you a ton of money. You will always be a Packer legend. We look forward to retiring your number at some point. Guess what? We would like to go with Jordan. We're moving on. Don't give me this horse manure answer. Well, we'd like you to stay as long as you want to be here. That was a lie. And if that's what they truly said to him, and I have no reason to doubt that he's wrong, shame on the Packers front office. Shame on them. And I'm not excusing Aaron for being a diva. He's had his moments. When you get new receivers, Christian Watson and whoever it is, and you're not there at the offseason program, and then you come out and complain, these guys haven't picked up the system. Well, where were you all spring and summer? So I think he's going to go in motivated. I think he's going to be a hell of a football player for the Jets if he stays healthy. But I thought yesterday I watched that thing and went, preach.
Preach what? Preach to some tent revival of a whole bunch of people drinking the Kool-Aid of Aaron Rodgers? Preach to who? He wasn't preaching to me.
He was telling the truth.
His truth. You don't know if it's the truth or not.
I didn't hear the Packers come out yesterday and go, that's a lie.
Oh, yeah. They don't have to step up right after the McAfee show and be able to have a press conference willy-nilly.
Well, then they're allowing him to control the narrative. Because the narrative is that Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst looked at him and said, we'd like you to be here. As long as you want to be here, we're good with it. Oh, he's in the darkness. Get him out of here. Just be a man and say it.
Well, what does he got to think about, though? If the organization says, I want you to be here as long as you want to be here, well, let me ruminate and think about it. Where are you going? At that time, you could just tell that the divorce and the divide was happening between the organization and the Packers, the organization and Aaron Rodgers. You knew it was happening. You knew it was happening. And if he doesn't want to be there, just step up and say it. That's all. I'll give Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and those guys credit. They get up on the wrong side of the bed and say, hey, just so you know, I don't want to be here anymore. Trade me. But this whole back and forth and this drama and all this nonsense is tiresome. I mean, if you're a Packer fan, maybe you're happy to see that Aaron Rodgers is gone. All I know is that you knew the divorce was coming. You knew it was coming. And I think that from the organization standpoint, they got tired of Aaron Rodgers going back and forth and hemming and hawing on what his future is going to be and all that. Pick a lane, man. It's business. Pick a lane.
They made that clear to him then. And he said, fine, I'm out.
He wasn't forced out, Cap.
Yes, he was.
No, he forced himself out. Because anybody that complains that much about the organization over and over again and never looks in the mirror for himself, you know, we always put it on the shoulders of the quarterback when a team loses. So Aaron Rodgers didn't get any blame. He controls the narrative more than anybody else in that organization about what he wants and how he wants to keep a coach and this offensive lineman, blah, blah, blah. They still underachieve as a team, and he's ahead of it.
And I don't disagree with that premise at all. I do not. The fact that they went in as the top seed and Brady walked in and beat his ass, That's on the whole team. But Aaron, as the leader, as you just said, that's on him. But when you're drafting a quarterback, what, 4 years ago now? 3 years ago? What has Jordan Love sat for, 3 years?
Yeah, just like Rodgers. Had to wait for Favre.
Correct. Tom Brady went to Tampa and said, I want Jonathan Hood. I want him to play left tackle for me. Mm-hmm. I want Gronk at tight end. I want Antonio Brown. Whoever, Leonard Fournette. And they acquiesced on everything. And he delivered him a Super Bowl. I think Aaron felt he deserved the same treatment. He didn't get it.
So in this scenario, who has the power? Who has the leverage here? Is it the Jets or the Packers? Or does anyone have the leverage? That's another question I would have.
I mean, people could say, well, the Jets could just take this all the way up to August. No, they can't. Because if they want the draft, if the Packers want the draft capital, it's got to happen by the draft. A. B. Do you really want this messy situation dragging on for months? No. I think the Jets have to pay a good price. He's a two-time MVP a year removed. Just a year removed. We're not going, well, in 2014 he was really good. No, he was a two-time back-to-back MVP. And then this year, didn't have a great year, played with a broken thumb, whatever the reasons are. I think they'll give a nice package. Maybe there's a first-round pick in there. get the deal done. Let's move on. Let the Jets build their football team and let the Packers move on with Jordan Love. The big fear as a Bears fan is, what if Jordan Love is really good? I'm not saying he's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but what if he's really good?
Could be. I guess
3 years of experience?
Yeah, it's just very limited tape. We saw him come in for Aaron Rodgers. We have no idea.
No idea.
I just know that the mood has changed at the NFC North because Rodgers is out. I just think that this whole thing's fascinating. And I guess if I was to answer the question, I would say that the Packers have the leverage because they want to be able to get what they think. It's never going to be equal compensation. I mean, it's a Hall of Famer. I just wonder what that looks like besides a first-round draft pick. We look at the age of Aaron at 39, right?
Right.
Okay, well, what does that mean in today's NFL when you're elite? 39 probably means 29.
Yeah.
He's got another 5 years of good football left, I would say, Shay.
I would say three.
I don't even know if he has three. Like, the history outside of Tom Brady, the history of guys north of 40, it ain't good. It's a huge gamble. And, like, we can say Rodgers is taking care of himself, but Brady wasn't doing ayahuasca trips, and Brady wasn't blowing off his teammates in the offseason. Brady was one-track-minded football. Rodgers hasn't been that. He's been anything other than that lately, actually. I agree with Hoodie. I think the Packers have the leverage because the Jets don't want this to go up to the draft. They want to be able to have this done. For the Packers, and really for Rodgers, it's not like he's going to show up to offseason stuff anyway. So they can just hang on and do this when they need to.
Well,
if that's the day
like
before the draft or day of.
Everything I've read from the New York media, he will be at the offseason stuff.
Mm-hmm. I believe it when I see it. Why would you blow off Green Bay the way he did, though? Coming in whenever he wants to? That's not right.
I don't disagree with you.
Well, you know, if you're the Jets, you have to demand that. But you shouldn't, though. A pro should know, okay, I'm going to be working with guys way younger than me. I need to be a better influence. He's 39. He's working with guys between, 23 and 30?
Yeah. 20,
23 and 27?
Yeah. What's Garrett Wilson, 22?
Got to be better than that.
Correct. But I don't know if they had to demand it. He probably said it. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be all in. I'm going to do this. All in. And if he's all in, do the Packers, I don't think they have all the leverage, but they certainly have leverage. But the Jets at the last second could go, you know what? We're signing Lamar Jackson. Good luck.
I wish the Jets were savvy enough to pull that off. Because whatever you think of Salah and that front office, we just know the Jets usually get it wrong. But getting Rodgers would be getting it right. I'd love for them to be able to pull that card out of their sleeve. Like, you know what? The juice is not worth the squeeze. Here you go. Come on, Lamar. Come with us. Wow.
Can you imagine that?
And Lazard be like, hey, man, I wasn't trying to get here. Mercedes Lewis. What is this?
Where's Aaron? I got you paid. But can you imagine that?
Holy bleep.
If the Jets said, we're out. We just signed Lamar Jackson. The Packers would be like, what?
Then Aaron would retire.
He wants to play football. He's not riding off into the sunset. He'll end up, you watch, he's going to be a Jet. But if that card got played,
that'd be something.
He'd be playing for the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, Bears fans, let's get your reaction because we're on the sideline looking at this, knowing that there's a good possibility now that Aaron Rodgers will be out of the NFC North and now with the New York Jets. Was Rodgers too dominant to really be called a rival? Let's get your thoughts on this. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We'll unpack the rival piece of this conversation and also hear from Aaron Rodgers, who's on the Pat McAfee Show. You'll hear Rodgers in his thoughts from his standpoint about the Packers and Jets. That's still to come on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Checkmate 1-6, suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Captain J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. You all right? You all right, buddy? Along with Harry Carey, Jay Hood with you here. And I'd like to let you know that it's a busy day here at ESPN 1000. We'll hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears. He'll be live from House Hall. We'll carry that for you coming up at 9:45, Bleck and Abdallah at 10. Carmen and Tyler will be together. They'll broadcast live from the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana for Hardwood Hookie. Hardwood Hookie, because it's the NCAA tournament taking place, and so they'll broadcast live from Hard Rock in Gary from 12 to 2, Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6. We have Bears Weekly with Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears, at 6 o'clock, and we'll lead you right into Northwestern basketball against Boise State. Shot or no shot brought to you by...
Pardon me.
You okay? That's
no,
a fine.
No, that's no. You give the fine first.
Club Hawthorne. Win $400 in NCAA tournament bets and Kentucky Derby bets while enjoying $4 Sam Adams beers. Details available at HawthorneBettingBars.com. Jay Moore and Shay, good morning. Here's Sterling.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Coffee going down the wrong way, pal.
Cap, are we okay? Do I need to come burp you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you need the Heimlich?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Everything all right?
What happened there? Cap, did you go down the wrong pipe?
The coffee did.
Yes, I figured that. Yes, that happens. I was very concerned there.
Thank you.
You got to be careful. Make sure it's going down the right pipe at all times.
Wow. That's correct.
Rock and roll.
All right, boys. One of the most highly rumored Bears targets, Orlando Brown Jr., is off the market. Brown signed a front-loaded $64 million deal for 4 years that included the largest signing bonus ever for an offensive lineman at $31 million. This is well below the $23 million annual salary most people were projecting for him. Kind of saw the bloom come off the rose as the league came out. They view him more as a right tackle than a left tackle, and he wanted to be paid like a left tackle and play left tackle. Well, the Bengals gave him that chance, but shot or no shot, Ryan Poles made a good move avoiding paying Orlando Brown Jr.
That's a shot. He knows because he was there in Kansas City with him. Again, we got to give this man credit and trust. If he violates that trust, that's what happened with the last regime and the regime before that and the regime before that. Ryan Poles would know that guy better than any of us combined. So if he says, we're out, we're out.
Totally understand. That is a shot, as much as I would have liked to have him on this offensive line, because, again, it's about the protection of Justin Fields, time to run the ball, time to be able to pass the ball with having a solid offensive lineman. If the price is not right, I understand why you'd move on. But, again, you still have this problem this morning. And we'll be moving forward until the Bears are able to solidify some of those positions on the offensive line. I can say right now, on the current roster, Cap, there's three guys I think will start that's on the current roster. Would you agree with that? On the offensive line.
Okay, so they declined their ability to negotiate with Sam Mustipha. He's leaving. Sam's been nothing but a warrior for them. Was a great football player. He's a backup. He's going to go somewhere else. Good luck to him. He's been a great representative for the organization. Not a good enough player. Cody White here, $14 million cap hit. I would think they're going to kick him inside.
Mm-hmm.
Braxton Jones is either going to be at left or right, depending on what they draft. If they draft Paris Johnson from Ohio State at 9, perhaps he goes in at left. You have a very young offensive line. They signed the kid out of Tennessee. He's at one guard. Where's Tevin Jenkins then?
Right tackle.
He's okay. Then if you're drafting a tackle in Paris Johnson, let's assume.
Yeah.
Or Skoronski. Braxton Jones is at one tackle. The guy you draft's at the other tackle. So I don't know what you do with Tevin Jenkins. Do you move him to left guard? Cody White here kicked inside. They got opportunities to really remake this thing. But they have to certainly add another starter at least.
I just need to know who the center is going to be.
And Lucas Patrick missed most of the year with an injury. Could be him, too.
That's all I need to like. So I think we solidify at least three guys. Tevin Jenkins is a starter, I think, on this team.
Agreed.
But how? If you're going to draft another one, is it going to be a battle at right tackle? I don't know the answer to that. I just want to know who the center is going to be. Who's going to snap the ball? Braxton Jones, Nate Davis is going to be a starter.
He'll start at right guard.
Right guard. Okay. That's what is very interesting to me, how this is all going to materialize.
Maybe Olin's coming back. Snorling.
All right, another Bears offseason target, Jalen Carter, had a no good, very bad pro day yesterday. Carter arrived 9 pounds heavier than his weigh-in at the NFL Combine. He refused to participate in measurable workouts, and he was unable to finish his position drills after cramping and shortness of breath. Shot or no shot, Jalen Carter has become completely undraftable for the Bears.
In the first round, that is a shot. I don't know how far he's going to drop, Cap, but when we saw that story yesterday, I gave you the cutthroat sign, like, that's it. He's not going to be there. You don't need him at nine now if he doesn't have the full faith in himself, the confidence in himself to show up in shape and ready to go. 9 pounds since the combine? That's a lot. I saw that film. That wasn't great.
No. He was out of breath, didn't run, couldn't finish the position-specific drills. I talked to somebody who was there. He said, Cap, the kid has the world is his oyster, and he has just wrecked it at every turn. Just everything has gone the wrong way. If the Bears trade down, let's assume they moved out of 9, and they're picking at 16, 17, wherever they end up. Do you take a flyer on him? Boy, if he can't get ready for the biggest job interview of his life, and now I'm going to hand him millions of dollars and think he's going to be mature enough to handle it? Not sure I could do that.
Watch how I do this. Cap, I would not take him at 9. Yeah, and I think that he's played himself out of position, probably eaten himself out of position to be a top 15 pick. But boy, some football team's going to get a hell of a football player. See how I did that? And I think both things are true.
Right.
I think the front end of what I said and the back end also, because when you saw him on tape, the ability's there. Mm-hmm. But he's going through a stressful time right now. You could tell.
There's something going on.
Well, you know. You know what's going on.
Hoodie, we're going to give you an audition for the biggest opportunity of your life. And you do no prep. You don't dress appropriately. Like everything you could possibly do to lose the job, you do.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's sitting there and you have the ability to trade back up late into the first, if you're... analysis and your scouts tell you, stay away. Then it doesn't matter what number he's at if you're going to blow the pick, right?
Yeah. Shay.
But he's 21 years of age, well, too.
Shay, he's going to be a hell of a football player for somebody.
But can it be argued this is just who he's always been? Like, I brought up yesterday, he didn't play half the snaps in college. When you only play half the snaps, when your rep is that you take plays off and you've got a superstar streak to you, when you have the off-field stuff that happened with the arrest and the car accident and the racing, and now you add in to compound with taking plays off and only playing half the snaps, you can't finish your pro day workout, and you didn't even do the measurables, and you're 9 pounds heavy. Like, I don't know if somebody's getting a hell of a football player. They might just be getting a guy who can't get his stuff together.
I would say that they taking half the plays off, that's a Kirby Smart issue. Not necessarily in a negative way either. That defense was deep. I think that he's going to be a hell of a football player, but just not for the Bears.
Who's the kid that was on Georgia this year? He's a freshman. He's got an unusual name. He's built a lot like Jalen Carter, but he's only a freshman. He's not in the draft.
Defensive line?
Yes.
I'll look it up.
There is a monster on the defensive line. And because Jalen Carter would come out, he didn't play more than like 60% of the snaps.
Didn't have to. Didn't have to play all the snaps.
Correct.
Because
this kid,
yeah,
this other kid, you watch, 2 years from now when he's draft eligible, is a beast. He's got an unusual first name.
Bear Alexander.
Bear. That's it.
The defensive tackle. Yeah. You saw him in the national championship game.
That guy?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. 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 Saw him.
He's got a motor. Much better motor.
As we were kicking ass in the national championship game, it was like, you know, hey, Bear. Yeah. Could you come out there? Show the people what you could do. Monster.
Monster.
And just a baby.
Like, I wanted Jalen Carter to play like Bear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jalen's just a little more polished in his moves.
Yeah.
Bear just... Oh, he just tries to maul you, but he's huge.
He came out in the second half like, Bear, we're going to win this. Come out there. Show him what you could do. Ah, just mauling guys.
Mauling guys.
Just offensive lineman with like a turnstile.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bear Alexander. That's it. But I don't think he's coming out in the draft for 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a true freshman. That kid's 18 years old. Yep. That's scary. Shay.
All right, boys, it's nothing sacred. What has the NFL done to our sports calendar? We haven't talked about the NCAA tournament at all this week. It's tipping off today. West Virginia and Maryland starting the affairs at 11:15 a.m. This long weekend, by the way, notoriously bad for corporations. Challenger Gray and Christmas, an outplacement firm, estimated companies will lose $17.3 billion, with a B, to productivity losses over the next few days. Shot or no shot, these are the four best days of the sports year.
I don't know about the four. The two, it's awfully hard to argue against the 2 days, today and tomorrow. Like, we are carrying Ryan Poles and his press conference. I am literally, when we get done, I am going to literally sprint to my car to listen to that and go right to my house. Bam! True TV, this TV, that. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All in. These 2 days are amazing.
The 2 days, that's a shot. Saturday, Sunday. I mean, look, yes, I will be watching Saturday and Sunday, yes. But I think that Thursday, Friday. And as I always tell you, Cap, it's nothing like the daytime sports.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like daytime sports. When we're on, or right before noon, it's like, there's a game on.
Hmm. That's the best. When we leave here.
Yeah. Games are on.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Yeah. No, we enjoy this tremendously.
Yeah.
So that is a shot. And by the way, coming up, we will have Deal Breakers at 8:35. You'll never know what you're going to get in Deal Breakers. Hey, who are the best quarterbacks in the NFC right now? We go around the NFL. That's next. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Catman and at IGJ Hood. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to go around the National Football League right here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we got Deal Breakers. It comes your way at 8:35. You never know what you're going to get from Deal Breakers. You never know. Unpredictable segment, so make sure that you're with us at 8:35 right here on ESPN 1000. Time to go around the National Football League, Cap. And there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about in the NFL. First and foremost, let me talk to you about Lamar Jackson. Okay, so let's go back to the Deshaun Watson deal with Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
$230 million?
All guaranteed.
All guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we reported a couple of days ago that he was able to give some of that money back to Cleveland.
A little bit. They restructured the way he gets paid, so it gave them some salary cap relief. And then I think they released Clowney yesterday.
I believe that is correct.
So they've got some room.
So let's talk about Lamar Jackson just briefly. Lamar Jackson wants to be able to get Deshaun Watson money, and who wouldn't want to have that, right?
Yeah.
I understand that. We also have to talk about the facts, though. Lamar Jackson injured, hurt, not sure which, but he was not available to play toward the end of the season for the Ravens and did not play in the playoff game.
Didn't even go to the playoff game.
People thought that he made a business decision. Some people believe that he made a business decision and said, I'm not getting this contract. I'm not playing. That's a hell of a thing to do in your prime, if that's the case, if it was a business decision. So do you believe that Lamar Jackson's worth $230 million if he wants Deshaun Watson money?
All guaranteed?
Yes.
No, because his injury history would concern me. He's a hell of a player. You cannot watch football and not tell me that guy's a good player. He's a really good player.
Now, let me just tell you, just for the record, I don't think, and we talked about it at the time, Deshaun Watson getting that contract is insane. I'm never going to step in the way of anyone making money. I'm just saying that that's insane.
Well, that was the stupidity of the Browns.
Yes. Insane.
Insane. Idiotic. Give him a good deal. If that's the guy you want to cast your lot with, I wouldn't, because of the history. I wouldn't want him being the face of my franchise. But Lamar has been nothing but a really good player. The problem is he's missed 5 games each of the last 2 years. His style is not conducive to long-term health.
So you wouldn't pay Deshaun Watson that money with Cleveland?
I would not.
Would you pay Josh Allen that money?
$230 million guaranteed dollars. Wow. Again, his style concerns me. He runs. Now, he's been more durable. He's been more durable. I could. It'd be tough. Joe Burrow? Yeah, sign me up.
Okay, Joe Burrow. So, Allen, yes. Burrow, yes. Jalen Hurts.
If he has another good year like this year, because a year ago at this time was, I don't know if he can make the move. Is Philly going to replace him? He had a hell of a year. Do it again? Yes.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's already locked up. He's too old to get that type of a deal.
So, no?
No.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Okay. Herbert from the Chargers?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've given me, what, three quarterbacks that you'd pay that money to? You gave me three.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me Allen. You gave me Joe Burrow. You gave me Herbert from the Chargers.
Yeah, Mahomes.
And Mahomes. That's four.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're saying that those quarterbacks are better than Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Any of those? Did I name any quarterback that you felt like Lamar Jackson is better than? I gave you Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Herbert, Mahomes. Is Lamar Jackson better than any of those guys?
He's today, based on productivity over a longer term, and he won an MVP, he's better than Jalen Hurts. A year from now, that can change. Okay. Jalen Hurts was playing at an MVP level till he got hurt against the Bears, hurt his shoulder.
Okay. The reason why I asked the question is because this is the money that Lamar Jackson wants. He wants Deshaun Watson money.
But because one ownership group was stupid and guaranteed all that money, does that mean every other owner has to take that plunge?
Ah, collusion.
I don't think it's collusion. It's me being smart as an owner.
No, I mean, if collectively, if all the owners feel that way, if a couple owners say on the record that's the case, what do you think the other owners say? You know what? He's right.
It's not collusion unless they all get in a room together or on a conference call and go, no one do this. That's collusion.
That's the old school, though. There's a way to do that. There's still communication. It's not the old, clandestine boardroom anymore. Now, because of technology, it's like, tell so-and-so we're not paying them and you shouldn't either. There's always that connection, you know.
But if Joe Burrow gets the free agency, which he won't, they're going to pay him whatever it takes to keep him happy. Now, Patrick Mahomes took less because he said, I want to keep Travis Kelce and I want to keep all these different dudes that they have. And he's never going to go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him, what, a $500 million deal? Not all guaranteed, obviously. He's their guy. He's not going anywhere. He's locked in. Burrow's going to be locked in.
I think Lamar Jackson should be paid by the Baltimore Ravens, and there should be a happy medium. If he wants Deshaun Watson money, it should be a happy medium. And here's why. If the Ravens don't pay Lamar Jackson, then where are you going? Why don't you just, if you don't have Lamar Jackson and you're just kind of on autopilot, what are you, a 7-win team? 6-win team? Then you should probably tank then, if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, again, Lamar missed, correct me if I'm wrong, Shay, I think he missed 5 games this year.
No, absolutely.
He missed 5 the year before, and the style would concern me that he could stay healthy. So I would not guarantee 230 minutes.
5 this year and 5 last year. The biggest red flag for Lamar, though, is not missing 5 games each of the last 2 years. People get hurt. The big one is he didn't play in the playoff game ostensibly because he wanted a better contract.
Well, that's the rumor. He says that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, but I think the point that you made is he wasn't even there in the building.
He did not tell to be there.
That's a tough one to swallow if you're not there to support your teammates.
Correct.
All right. You have a quarterback question as well.
I do. Who are the best quarterbacks in the NFC now that Aaron's not in it anymore? He's not officially been traded yet, but he said yesterday, I'm playing for the Jets. So who's the best quarterback in the NFC, period? Number one, put him on the mountaintop.
Well, Brady retired and also Aaron Rodgers is out.
So who is it?
Well, I'm going to go with the recent flavor of Jalen Hurts. Even though I need him to show it to me again.
Right, he did it for 1 year.
Yeah. Does that sound like a shot at Dak Prescott? Yes, it does.
100%.
Yes, it does sound like a...
What about Matt Stafford?
What about him?
He got hurt last year. The year before that, he won the Super Bowl. What about Kirk Cousins?
Hope Waddle ain't listening.
His numbers are outstanding.
Yeah.
He's not a winning quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I believe he is. I'm simply throwing the name out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Kirk Cousins every year. He's, what do you have, 4,800 yards this year?
Oh, yeah. He is tremendous in the regular season. They're just a playoff quarterback away from being a dominant team in the NFC. They've been, it's funny, every offseason I text Pete Bursich or call him the color analyst for the Vikings.
Chicago guy.
Mm-hmm. And I say, you guys ready to win? He goes, we like our offense, we like our defense, but there's always this hesitation, right? Because of the quarterback position. So I would say that's Jalen Hurts. Can you play King of the Mountain? Who's knock off Jalen Hurts? Who do you have better?
Wow.
Geno.
I mean, Geno Smith in Seattle? He did it for 1 year.
Yeah.
And didn't do it as well. He did it well, not as well. Jared Goff, he's taken a team to the Super Bowl in the Lions.
Yes.
I mean, in the Rams.
Yep.
And he had a great year with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again? Like, if the Lions make a deep playoff run, all of a sudden you're like, well, I got to give the guys flowers. But not yet. Mm. You mentioned Dak. Kirk Cousins, we mentioned. I don't know who the hell the quarterback is in San Francisco.
Who is the quarterback of San Francisco, Shay?
Seems to be Trey Lance, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, God.
I don't have a ton of options. Brock Purdy, there was best case scenario, they said, in his surgery, but it's still, he's not going to be ready for opening week. It feels like it's Trey Lance.
What about Good Morning USA? What about Sam Darnold, the guy from... What about him?
Who did he just say?
Boy, you better hope not.
Where did Darnold just go? To San Francisco?
San Francisco. He's third string
okay.
right
Baker now. Baker Mayfield's in Tampa now. He agreed to deal last night.
Boy, that's a tank signing, too, isn't it?
I would think. Kyler Murray's not going to play till October. Maybe November because of his knee. And he's not been all that. So where's Justin?
I mean, you'd think he's farther down the list, but not as far as I thought when you take a look at the NFC as a conference.
Like, who? Just rank him in our division. Kirk Cousins got to be number one, right?
That is correct.
Okay, Jared Goff, man, has got to be two.
Yeah.
Is Justin ahead of Jordan Love? He's got to be.
No question.
Okay, so
he's third.
Justin's third in the division.
And the unproven Love is fourth right now. But Jalen Hurts, I think we named him. I think that we go to Hurts and Dak, Daniel Jones.
He took a team of the play. Again, we can denigrate him all we want. He can walk in here and go, when was the last time you guys won a road playoff game?
Yep.
Fact is, he did. He had a really good year, not a massive year. And he went on the road and won.
Yeah. I would say that is at least seventh for Justin Fields.
Seventh best in the NFC?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have ahead of him? Geno Smith certainly has performed better.
Yeah.
And that'll... Kirk Cousins. Daniel Jones. Goff. Jalen Hurts. Goff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Did we say
Matt Stafford?
Dak.
Mm-hmm. So he's at minimum, at best, he's at eight.
Yeah.
You agree, Shay?
That's about right.
I would push back on Stafford because everybody talks about winning the Super Bowl. He led the league in interceptions, played on an all-star team, and then the last thing he did was didn't play for a season.
Wait. Justin Fields ahead of Matt Stafford.
No, I would give Stafford a very unsure rating, and I don't know that I would rank him ahead of Fields right now because he's had major injuries in three of the last four seasons, and the season that he was good, he played on an all-star team and still led the league in interceptions. I don't know if he's still won the Super Bowl. I get that, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah, but his productivity is far better than what Justin has shown so far.
It's early, yeah.
And if you're telling me who I want for the next 3 to 5 years, I'll take Justin. But if we're ranking them based on what they've done to this moment, I don't know how you put Justin ahead of Matt Stafford.
All I know is that it's wide open now in the NFC because even with the Eagles' changes, because of their personnel that they've changed, they've lost some players. It's going to be wide open now in this NFC now that Rodgers is out of the division, out of the conference, actually.
Like, if the Lions have that magical season, well, then Jared Goff is going to be able to stand up there and go, me.
We'll see.
If they struggle, then all bets are off.
We got Deal Breakers right around the corner, right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. Some thoughts here for the NCAA tournament. You know, it's today. NCAA tournament starts at 11:15. Both Northwestern and Illinois will be in action. Illinois will take on Arkansas in Des Moines at 3:30, while Northwestern will take on Boise State. Our coverage of the Cats and Boise State in Sacramento will start at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. The Bears have signed a backup quarterback, P.J. Walker. He agrees to a two-year deal with the team yesterday. Walker has experience in the backup role, starting 7 of his 15 games played in 3 seasons with Carolina. Orlando Brown is off the market. The Cincinnati Bengals, they signed Brown to a 4-year deal worth $64 million. John Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies was issued an 8-game suspension by the NBA for posting a video on Instagram Live brandishing a gun in a strip club. Jay Moore.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
Time for Deal Breakers here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you, this half hour, we will hook you up with an opportunity to be part of the biggest party of the year, March 24th, the 25th anniversary celebration of ESPN 1000. When you answer our trivia question about the station correctly, you can knock down 2 tickets. Only call if you can go. It will take place March 24th. The show is between 12 and 6, so all the live shows at the House of Blues in Chicago. With Deal Breakers, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, let's get started. You are leaving town for a weekend, and you have a sister who goes to college nearby. She offers to come over and take care of your dog and your plants while you're gone. She wants to help out. Yeah. When you get back, you see her and her boyfriend are hanging out in the living room, and you notice the sheets have been taken off your bed. They're in the washer. She tells you she's washing your sheets because her and her boyfriend, who is sitting next to her, hooked up in your bed. Would you let her keep staying at your house in the future?
Yeah. Well, how old is she?
18.
She's legal.
All right. 18, yes, 18.
I just want to be clear here. She's not like a high school sophomore.
Oh, boy.
She's a college-age girl.
Is she hot?
I just said she's in college.
Yeah, if she's of legal age, yes, I would let her keep staying there.
And is she hot?
You'd wonder that too, right? That's a fact.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not that shallow.
Are you kidding me? Seriously? You? Absolutely.
What are we asking right now? Is this sister?
Is she hot? Is that the question?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Not for me.
All right. So is it a deal breaker? Well, why would you admit that? Who says that? You didn't walk in on them, right, Shay? She's openly said it based on what
she's
she said.
She's told you, yeah. She's washing the sheets. She's letting you know why.
Where are all my sheets? Well, Jonathan and I were in your room, and I didn't want you to have to sleep on the sheets we were on.
Yeah, in the throes of passion, we didn't want you to sleep on those.
She's a big girl. She can make her own decisions.
Oh, she a big girl? Yes! Not a deal breaker. She's a big girl? BBW in there?
I wasn't talking.
How about that, Jay Moore? Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah. Some just thickness.
Just trapping Cap at every opportunity.
Give me a DH. Go ahead.
Wow.
How about that, Jay Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Shay likes it like that, too.
All right.
What did I say wrong?
Not a deal breaker.
What did I say wrong, Shay? Go ahead. Kenzie likes 3 hash browns. Go ahead.
Okay. That's rude a little bit.
What did I say wrong? What did I say wrong? Wow. Just tell me what you. I'm just telling what you told me.
All right, boys. You and your girlfriend are planning to move in together and eventually settle down and get married. Before you move in together, though, she wants to have a conversation and disclose all of your secrets with each other. She tells you years ago, she admits this, she had a relationship with her stepbrother, who she's still close with.
Mm.
Is this a deal breaker?
A relationship, like, what kind of relationship?
They hooked up a couple times.
Hold on a second.
This is a real story that I saw.
Okay, read it one more time. I've got to wrap my brain around this.
You and your girlfriend are planning to move in together and eventually settle down and get married. Before you move in together, she wants to have a conversation and disclose her secrets with you. She admits years ago, before she met you, she had a relationship with her stepbrother, who she's still close with. Is this a deal breaker?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Out.
Yep.
You hooked up with your stepbrother, and he's going to be in your life and around. No, I'm out.
I mean, it's a good enough story on Pornhub, but in a real life situation, no. Check.
How hot is she?
Here we go.
We knew that was coming.
Is she hot? I need to know. Take that. Turn around. Let's take a look. Wow. That's pretty good. Now, how much do you love your stepbrother? I'm just wondering.
Is this an ongoing thing?
Yes.
Is that?
Because I'd like to take a look. Shay.
All right, you and your fiance have a tenuous relationship with her parents. They have made it abundantly clear that they do not support how you make your money or enjoy you being around at all. When you're at their house, you spend a lot of time on your phone for work. This is a buddy of mine. He's a professional gambler.
Mm-hmm.
So he spends a lot of time doing those types of things. Your father-in-law picks a fight with you, tells you it's nice to have your attention for 5 effing minutes.
Mm.
You get into a blowout argument and leave. Your fiance says she's on your side. She's willing to cut her parents off altogether for the way that they treat you. What do you do?
Okay. Well, it's not a deal breaker, Cap. It's just that, okay, you will not really cut your parents off altogether. You're just mad in the moment. But if that's a guarantee, that's a little bit of a problem. Like, she's flying off the handle that much. Yes. The father-in-law shouldn't come at me like that. But at the same time, I appreciate your support. You need to talk to your parents. Because that's a little bit of an imbalance there, isn't it?
If you marry someone, you marry their family, too.
Right. There's an imbalance there, though, if she says, I'm going to cut off my parents totally because of how they treated you.
No, you're probably not, because there's going to come a point where it's going to become an issue. So, yeah, I'm... absolutely 100%. That's a deal breaker.
That's a...
She's bringing too much drama into it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Now, if you said she's had a horrible upbringing, she's like, I'm never going to speak to my parents again, ever.
Okay.
And you've been dating for 3 years and she hasn't? That's a different story. She has pledged her allegiance to you and she had a horrible upbringing. If it's just this popped up and she doesn't like how they're treating you, so I'll just cut them off. It's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, and it lingers in the marriage.
Correct.
So even though you might be going through your day and your day's fine, everything's fine between you two, but this always going to linger that you don't have a relationship with your parents.
Correct.
I think that's a little bit of a deal breaker. I think it is. Shay, do we have another one coming up next?
There's one more, yeah.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. Also, we'll hook you up with tickets for the 25th anniversary of ESPN 1000. We'll tell you how you can win those tickets next.